Welcome to the Conspiracy Castle. I am your conspiracy asshole, Primetime 99, Alex Stein, and we got a great show for you this evening because we got a very special crosscast with the one, the only whiskey, beer, and conspiracies, my guy, and the Conspiracy Castle coming together for the cross stream, like your biggest wet dream. And we got my boy Shaboye, and we got freaking Shaboye and Big Country. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Conspiracy Castle. How are you guys doing this evening?
Oh, we're doing great. Doing great.
That's the coolest intro I've ever been involved with.
Yeah. You like the Rise of the Valkyries. Yeah, you know, I realize the royalty-free classical music, there's nothing better than using that because you don't have to worry about a copyright strike. And everybody recognized it. Big Country, as soon as you heard it, you start vibing.
Oh, dude. I've never drank a beer more epically to a song.
Oh, yeah.
That's
makes
what I'm
you
talking
run
about.
Straight into a fight.
Okay.
That's it. Where's the UN?
Okay, but seriously, no, wait. Beer. Okay, so tell me this, though. Whiskey, beer, and conspiracies. Is whiskey and beer equal? Is one better than the other? Because I want to tell you my idea. What do you think about it?
Whiskey's better than beer.
Yeah.
But
I think beer makes you feel shittier the more you drink it, like as like your whole body. Whiskey will just get you drunk. Pass the fuck out, wake up the next day, you'll be all right. But like beer kind of lingers in your system.
Yeah, but whiskey helps the red pill go down better.
Okay, well, guys, you guys are going to be like, all right, this guy's a total homo. I'll be honest with you guys. I used to be alcoholic. I mean, you know, just a normal alcoholic. Not leaving Las Vegas trying to kill myself alcoholic, but just normal binge drinker alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
And you know, maybe dabbling a little, you know, booger sugar here. Just doing a little bit of that. Okay. I've done some wild and crazy things. I went to LSU. I literally got a degree in vodka.
Go Tigers.
That's what I'm saying. LSU, go Tigers. I love that. Shaboye, you know, represent. But let me tell you this, though. I've gone on what they call it. I think they call it California Sober. I saw is one of those. I swear, Demi Lovato, who's like transgender or whatever. She said that she's California Sober so she can smoke and drink. Well, my version of California Sober, I puff the devil's lettuce like I'm Cheech and Chong. But I quit drinking 2.5 years ago. And I had a real reason. I didn't mean to. A friend of mine overdosed on pain pills that were actual fentanyl. And so I was like, yes, dude. So I was like, I wasn't as partying as hard as him, but I was like, man, I got to get my life in order. I just can't believe it. I thought this guy would live forever. You know, you guys drink whiskey and beer. I'm sure you guys know people and yourselves, you have a high tolerance. This guy had the highest tolerance of anybody I knew of any substance. Like, you know, I've seen him do anything. And he literally took some pain pills, and they say they were probably fentanyl. And he, you know, because he took, you know, a normal amount. He wasn't even partying. He was with his wife and kids in bed. And then, as they say, woke up dead. People hate when I say that.
Damn.
But,
woke up dead, yep.
Yeah. I know. But, I mean, you go to bed. That's what happened to the guy. Who's the, you know, who's that big bodybuilder, Mountain Dog that just died?
I read that.
His name? Mountain Dog. But he died in his sleep. Let me do. I'm gonna be mad that I don't know his name. I'm looking. Mountain Dog.
Oh, body. Woke up dead.
Yeah. What is it? Bodybuilder dies. Bodybuilder dies. What 7, is his
7,000
name?
Results.
John Meadows. John Meadows. Yes, he was a badass. I know his name. I just couldn't remember it. But he woke up dead. He went to bed and woke up dead. So that's
son
possible.
Of a bitch.
But let me tell you this. When I stopped drinking fucking alcohol, I suffer from, you know, depression, anxiety, just like a normal person, not like a bitch ass. I don't take medicine. And I believe depression medicine gives you suicidal idolization. So, I mean, they're terrible. But let me tell you this. I stopped drinking. My life greatly improved. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying you need to go drinking. I'm saying drink it up. Get fucked up. I'm all about it.
Oh, yeah.
All about it.
Actually, Chris, our third host, he's a sober guy now.
Did he get in trouble? What? But this is my question. This is why I cut you off before I want to hear anything about him. Did his life get better when he stopped drinking?
That's a question for Chris.
Okay. Let him ask that question. Yeah, I mean, you definitely have less fun, I guess you'd say. But I'm telling you, I still have a good time. I can, and I'm not anti-alcohol. Like, you know, I was down at the beach. You know, I have a girlfriend. She's drinking pina coladas. I'll have a sip of alcohol. I'm not AA. I'm not anti-alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have, and even in a certain situation, I'll have a beer or something. But let me tell you something. I do not. My hangovers are getting so bad. I think I was allergic to alcohol. Honestly, dude, because when I started drinking, I'm a binge drinker. I don't know if you guys have this problem, but I have control issues. Seriously, when it comes to alcohol, not so much where I like, I'm really anti drinking and driving. I think that's even when I was so drunk. But there's a tipping scale with alcohol, and you guys know this. Once you get to 6 or 7, once you like break that seal, nothing is enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
it's a wrap. Yeah, and the hangover recovery time, like after you're 35, boy, like last time I got drunk, it was like a 3-day recovery, dude. It was rough.
Was that at my going away party?
No. I've been drunk since then. I think it was right around my anniversary. So last month sometime.
So Tuesday ago, maybe?
Maybe like a Tuesday
ago. Yeah, not that long. I can tell Big Country, you loved it. You like to get so drink. I'm not anti. I'm just saying, I don't want to come off as anti-alcohol. I'm just saying, whiskey, beer, and conspiracies, I'm Conspiracy Castle. We're so connected. We love the conspiracy. Yeah, this is my conspiracy. I believe there's a reason they have a liquor store in every single corner and that you can buy you can buy a bottle of Heaven Hill vodka for $7.99 or even Everclear for like a pint of it for $2.99. And it's pretty easy to get a fake ID or find a homeless person to buy it for you. So it's not hard, even if you're underage. I never had problems if you really wanted.
No. I was buying liquor when I was 18. My brother was older than me. I got his California ID. He had his driver's license, and that's how I bought alcohol.
I had an older person's ID, too. That was if you
looked so I looked a lot like my brother, you know what I mean? But no, the alcohol is highly addictive, right? And I do think that alcoholism is something that gets passed down from generation to generation. It's just a matter of controlling it, you know?
From us Irish. Hey,
and this is another thing. I'm not a Bible.
It's a tradition with the Irish. It's not an addiction. It's a tradition.
And this is my true thing. I believe that we should all drink alcohol because it says in the Bible to drink alcohol. I just don't think you should be shit-faced. And I'm not some Bible banger. I'm not. I'm just saying the Bible has some good things. I'm not even a big Christian or anything like that. But in the Bible, I think it mentions alcohol like 37 times, a bunch of times, maybe more than that. I don't even know. Don't quote me on that. We're meant to have a little alcohol, a little wine. There's something spiritual about it.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes I took it over the edge for me. So for me,
that's why they call it spirits. You know, it takes you to a certain plane, but without moderation, then you're just a fall over drunk, and nobody likes a fall over drunk, you know?
Yeah. I think the reason it's maybe taken us on the show a little bit longer to kind of get away from, because I think when we first started the show, there's some episodes that have been lost in internet heaven that will never resurface because we were annihilated on some shows.
Yeah.
And then we kind of really started taking the show seriously.
What do you mean you're annihilated? You're just that fucked up, so you're embarrassed. Yeah. I know, but that's fun. That's kind of fun.
Some of them were fun episodes, you know? So, like, we did a 90s episode, and it was, like, our favorite episode ever. And by the time we got back home after recording, Big Country threw up in my driveway.
Yeah, it was like 7:30.
Yeah, Chris got in trouble for puking.
That's when you're mixing the beer and the whiskey. That's why. Okay, people were saying my voice. Guys, I told y'all before I did this. I hate to say it. Everybody watching this, there's 54 people on just YouTube. I don't know. I hate to say this, and I don't want to get a strike for medical misinformation or anything. That's the only thing annoying with YouTube. But we can say whatever we want. I'll just make it private or something. But listen.
Right.
I drove a girl. I was in Tampa. I'm dating this girl. She got a job here in Dallas. She got like this gig. So I drove her car back with her. And I was feeling kind of, wonky, but it's 16 and a half hour drive. I drove it the whole way straight. I was kind of sneezy. Runny nose. Then yesterday, I felt just not good. Not bad. Not like I'm dying of a respiratory illness. No, I'm just saying I haven't felt good. And I've actually, now today, I'm saying yesterday I could taste stuff. Now today, no taste, no smell. I don't feel that bad, though. I don't feel like I'm like, But I'm running hot, too. I'm running hot, too. I for sure have a fever. So what the fuck? This happened to me last year, though.
So what we're going to do is we got to find a CVS, and we got to go get you vaccinated.
100%. I'm going to put it in. I need a booster. I need a Johnson & Johnson in my balls and a Pfizer in my dick. I need it. And then a Moderna up my ass. Porno, they do the three.
Shocker.
That's what I'm saying. I want the shocker. I want the vaccine shocker. All three holes.
Yeah, we need a triple play. That's what we call it.
Yes, that's what I want. That's the only way to heal me. That's the only way to get me out of this, to get my taste back. Oh, no. But
dude, Alex, your video that you posted on your Instagram, I watched that just before you jumped on, when you went and did that speech at the board meeting. Oh, my God. How many people thought you were serious?
Dude, that's the thing. Here, we got to play it. Now that you said it for the audience, we got to play this. So a lot of people thought I was serious, and I've already got some messages. So a lot of the people there know who I am. So so they know that it's a fuddy-duddy bullshit deal. Okay, let me share this. Share. You guys can see. I don't know why you can't see the screen. Okay, let me share this. Let me see. So you guys can see that. You guys can see me at the school board. Okay, cool. Yep.
Yes,
I'm just not using. I'm not used to using Riverside. So it's just a little different. Sometimes it doesn't show up. So now you guys can see me. Let me make myself smaller. Okay, let's watch this. And my freaking head got cut off, but it doesn't matter because there's the Dallas Morning News is filming there. All these news outlets are filming there. So that's really what's going to come of this. Hopefully something good. Okay, let's watch it.
My name is Alex Stein. I have. I'm really here because I'm upset about what happened with Lee Lewis and the gas explosion in October. And the reason why that connects with COVID is because what that did is my house...
And that's another thing is I sound like I can't talk because I'm so congested. I'm telling y'all, I'm so congested that I can't breathe. So I'm like overheating. Yeah. I'm trying to talk and breathing out of my mouth. And so it's really hard.
Like a mouth breather, dude.
And I'm usually good in front of the audience. Like I was actually pumped up to go talk. But then like I meant like to say pupusa. There's so many shit jokes I was meant to say. And because I was like just struggling to actually speak, that's why I'm going to hit them next month. I'm going to hit them with the triple play Pfizer balls, dick, asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
That's a t-shirt idea. Trademark.
I have, I'm really here because I'm upset about what happened with Lee Lewis and the gas explosion in October. And the reason why that connects with COVID is because what that did is my housekeeper, her mom was visiting us, and you guys cut out the power. The entire dialysis machine did not work. So she ended up passing away. Now, you guys have this school. I live on Westchester. You're not mandating vaccines. You're not mandating masks. I've lost multiple housekeepers. And let me tell you something. When the service sends a new housekeeper, their recipes are not the same. So I have two transgender children at home, and they are on hormone blockers. They are immunocompromised. They live right next to this high school. If we do not make vaccines mandatory, I don't know what to tell you. Look at it. I don't care. A couple kids get myocarditis. Listen, not a big deal. That's going to happen. You got to look at the bigger picture. I got to stop losing housekeepers because inherently, Josephina, no, it's racist. It's racist by you guys not mandating vaccines because I'll tell you why. Josephina's five kids were living in my garage apartment. Josephina dies of COVID. All five of those children are going to be enrolled in Highland Park ISD, all from El Salvador. None of them are going to be in the school district anymore. Why? It keeps the school district white. So did you guys purposely do that? Are you guys purposely endangering children so that you don't have trans kids? You don't have, you know, kids that are from El Salvador? Because when I look at this and I look at you guys, it's all white people. It almost looks like the January 6th insurrection up here. You know, there's not a really good representation of the intersectionality of people that are being affected by COVID. And so you guys are just sitting here. We need needles in every kid's arms ASAP. Because if I lose one more housekeeper and I have to explain to Decker or Dallas why these people are dying and that you guys can stop it and that big school next door is killing people, that's on you guys. You guys are literally racist murderers by not mandating the vaccine. And you guys need to get shots in everybody's arms. I don't care if it's experimental. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need FDA approval. Vaccines and kids now. I'm not going to lose another housekeeper. I'm not okay with it. You guys are literally killing my family's good vibes. So mandate vaccines. Thank you.
People were clapping. Dude, people were pissed. Y'all can see this. I mean, dude, the vibrational energy was nuts because the people that were anti-mass hated me and the people that are pro-mass hate me. And that's what I love, dude. I hate to say it. I know I'm a psychopath because I leave there and I'm laughing my ass off. And as I left, I should have kept filming. I don't know why I turned off. Look at that woman's face. Her face. This is absolute disgust. Let's see if I get her face at all. Her face right there. Oh, let's see. Let me see if I can pause it on her. Okay, that face right there. I know it's a little blurry. Absolute disgust. Thinks I'm just the Satan spawn, which is great, right? Which I love. And then, you know, they're all like looking down. They're like, who is this guy? So what's funny about that is
Tucker
Carlson threw me off. What I was going to say is, my point about this is I'm going to get him next time way better because I was a little thrown off my game a little bit. I wasn't on it 100% Big Country because I was a little flustered. But next time, you know what we're giving him, the shocker.
Vaccine shocker.
And this is what I'm saying. People are like, oh, Alex, I hate that you're doing it. This is actually a really, and I'm not calling myself a very smart guy, but this is actually a technical thing called astroturfing. It's where you pretend to be on an opposing side and you use your own stupid rhetoric to make them look stupid. It's called astroturfing. It's a real thing that people do. People are like, I don't get it. Listen, if we don't fight these people, that's how they fight us. That's the problem. Is that how? That's why, like, they tell us that there's two wings of the bird. Fuck that. The Republicans are just as bad as the freaking liberals. I mean, there's no conservative. I mean, some conservative things are good. Some liberal things are good. I mean, what the fuck? Yeah. I mean, we don't live in this thing where you got to be one way or the other. But we have a system of identity politics, and both identities are both douchebags.
Yes. We were actually just discussing that before you came on about the left, the right, how it's all bullshit. You know, I was telling Big Country, you know, if the Republicans who claim they're super conservative really wanted to stick it to this bullshit administration, then instead of parading around with no masks on and making sure that the cameras are there to catch it, they could be, you know, writing up articles of impeachment for Biden, but they're not. This is all just fucking theater from both sides. It's they could care less about us. You know what I mean?
Dude, they have galas and banquets all together with Nancy Pelosi's with Mitch McConnell. I mean, they don't give a fuck. I mean, they're so rich. And that's the problem is, like, the governmental structure of it is just so, like, we don't even – you and I can't even comprehend it because we can't even recite it. It's so complicated. So the fact that these people are in place, they got put there, you know, by people that are – conniving social engineer. So anybody that gets put in as a politician and that's a politician is a complete douchebag, bought and sold, no integrity whatsoever, because you don't get there if you have any.
Absolutely. It's such a fucking weird time to be alive right now.
think about what the government just did today too. They're like, you know what, we're kind of hoping that the Taliban just turn out to be really nice guys, you know, let's give them a voice, let's see how they feel. Let's let them voice their concerns. And,
they said they wanted
better.
Yeah, they said that they wanted to work with the Taliban government in order to ensure that they implement a government that is inclusive to all people, including women. And I never heard a funnier joke in my life.
Okay, no. This is the funniest joke. This is the funniest joke. Okay, let me share screen one more time. Look at this. This is how they're presenting Afghanistan. These fucking mainstream media, the people that are the absolute worst. look at this. Okay. Listen to this. This is serious.
Sweet outfit.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Why is the audio? Hold on. Let me turn the audio.
They seem friendly at the same.
Okay.
They're just chanting "Death to America," but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
Okay.
They're just chanting "Death to America," but they seem friendly at the same time.
Alex, did you see the ending of that full clip?
Yeah.
When this Taliban dude like walks up to like by her and he's like, la, la, la. And she's like, "What did he say?" And she goes, "She wants me to stand like further away because I'm a woman." And
yeah, like, they said I can't stand here because I'm a woman.
Why? Wait, I didn't see. That's what she says in the rest of the clip.
Yeah, right after that part of the clip.
Dude, this is her day.
That was yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, and now she's doing it. And this CNN telling her mostly peaceful. Like, give me a break, dude.
Just like the riots last summer, they were mostly peaceful.
It's just such bullshit, dude. I mean, these people. I mean, literally, CNN is literally the enemy of the people. Of the enemy, they are enemy of the state. Like they are. CNN is a globalist. It is a good movie. They want us to literally, I guess, have civil war, kill each other. I don't know, but I mean, I do have an idea. I'm just saying, it is so blatant though, and that's why I talk about this all the time. Though, this is how stupid people are. A&W Root Beer, they got in the hamburger business, and they did this huge nationwide survey. They're actually one of the oldest fast food franchises there was, and they wondered why they offered a third pound burger, trying to compete with McDonald's quarter pounder burger for less money. And they did this nationwide survey, asked people, which, you know, would you pick the quarter pounder for $5.99 or whatever, or it was like $3.99 at the time, or the third pound burger for like $3.25. That was less than that. And overwhelmingly, you can look this study up, people picked the quarter pounder burger because they thought 1/4 is bigger. They thought that was the better value. And this is done 30 years ago. And I heard a funny joke. It's like 30 years ago, you look at a car manual and it would tell you how to replace the spark plugs. Yep. Now you look at a car manual, it tells you not to drink the battery acid. It just shows you how stupid we've gone in 30 years. And so, you know, it's just a good representation, in my opinion, of like,
no,
I hate it.
It hasn't got, and it hasn't gotten any better. Get me off this planet. It's the only one. It's not a planet, it's a plane. It hasn't gotten any better because, Alex, I'm an electrician by trade, and I have guys that come into the trade like fresh out of high school, you know, 18 years old, getting into a trade. And I'd be like, okay, what's the measurement? And he's like, what's the littlest mark on the tape measure? And I was like, your new nickname is a 16th of an inch.
Wow.
I mean, that's like adults that don't know how to measure. It hasn't gotten any better.
Yeah. It's.
I'm just saying, we're not very smart. I'm just saying, we're not very smart. So look at the handling of the government in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, they said that, you know, terrorists flew planes into buildings, so we had to go start a 20-year war in Afghanistan. But if we could fast forward and look at – I'm just saying, we look at it now. These are the same people telling us they're trying to mandate our public health. Same people are trying to tell us, when you look at the food pyramid, it's absolute bullshit. It's like eat all sugars and carbs or some shit. I'm just saying, literally every single thing the government recommends you, you should do the fucking opposite, because they're going to handle you just like they handled the Taliban, just like they handled Vietnam, just like they handled WW2, it doesn't matter. America's going to fuck it up because it's not America's fault. The problem is people are stupid, horny, and dumb, and they're alcoholics and drug addicts. So, and when you mix that all together, you got the sober ones that are fucking the drug addicts. You got this one doing this. We're just stupid. We all get brought down. Even the good ones, you know, even the good ones get brought down by, I know the guy that is so straight lace, has the best job, is addicted to, you know, mail order brides. I'm just saying, everybody has their, you know, their weakness, and as a whole, we're not this great engineer, smart geniuses. We're kind of like, you know, idiots, sadly.
Yeah, for sure. One of the greatest questions I think ever posed, especially during this whole, you know, C-19 bullshit, is the government is telling us you need to take these jabs because we're looking out for your best interests. It's free because we're trying to save you. We're trying to save lives. Well, if that was the case, why is cancer treatment so expensive? Why are EpiPens fucking through the roof?
$200 for insulin, and it's $2 in Mexico. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And so that's another reason that I'm going to say, look, I'm a little bit a liberal because we should have some sort of, fuck the government, but we should have some sort of socialized medicine where we can afford it, where if you get sick, you can afford to get, I mean, that I agree with. That's not insane.
No, not at all. You know, there's, I live in San Diego, so the border's, you know, a 15-minute drive south. And I can't tell you how many people go down there, especially to have their teeth worked on, because something that's going to cost you $5,000, just, you know, steps on the other side of that fence, is going to cost you about $500 in Mexico. And you're going to get the same prescription medication, and it's going to cost you maybe $5 for everything you need. And
without a doubt.
And the dentist will get you a cab ride back to the border to make sure you get there safely.
Yeah, they'll have that planned out. But that just shows you guys, I mean, the big pharma runs the world. And they run America. There's a reason why in those countries they can't have an anti-depression medication commercial. Like, oh my God, this commercial causes, you know, this medicine may cause bleeding, pissing, dying, you know, whatever the fuck. I mean, all these terrible things. Well, there's every other commercial in America is a commercial telling you to take a pill that might cause you to have constant diarrhea and maybe die.
Yeah. But there's another pill for that.
Yeah.
After that. You know what I mean?
That's the gimmick. That makes a good point. I don't know. I hope it don't take us off YouTube. I believe that's the thing, is they're going to have a vaccine to repair the vaccine damage. Watch. And I mean, I'm going to say so much. They'll have some sort of, you know, that'll be the future of health. Well, everything will be a vaccine. Oh, you have diabetes? Here's a diabetes vaccine. Here's the AIDS vaccine. Whatever. It's going to be over.
Well, this is the first upper respiratory virus that has ever had a vaccine. And the reason that it's the first one is because they generally don't work. That's why. There's no vaccine for pneumonia. There's no vaccine. You know what I mean? It's so stupid. It's stupid. And people are like,
it's not stupid. It's not stupid if you own Pfizer, if you have stock in Moderna. It's not stupid.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I said. I said this to Boyd before we got rolling here. Somebody had shared a tweet. I think Sam shared it a couple times and some other people shared it. There's a picture of a girl on Twitter. She took a picture. She's like, got my second dose. I'm fully vaccinated, helping the world, you know. And then cut to the next picture of her in the hospital because she has the side effect of the heart being inflamed, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, I would still take the vaccine because a side effect can be treated, but dying from COVID can't. And I said, listen, I don't believe in evolution. I don't think we came from monkeys.
No way.
But every once in a fucking while, there's a... It peeks its head out.
And, you're like, and they haven't evolved yet. Maybe they haven't come around yet. I agree. Yeah. I mean...
Like, I didn't come from a monkey, but she might.
That's what I'm saying. Or she's like, she might be a retarded lizard. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much I believe.
Definitely.
But
retarded lizard for sure.
But I'm telling y'all this. It's just we live in this, like, battlefield that they're creating, you know, pinning us against each other. And it's really, I'm just saying, society as a whole right now, I've never seen it. This school board meeting I was at, the reason I bring that up, I was looking at it. I've never seen, like, a room, all these doctors. I mean, I'm sure somebody filmed the whole thing. There's all these, like, pro, you know, vaccine doctors and this and that.
Of course.
The vibes in the room could have been cut with a knife. You know how you hear that? The tension in the room? You could just, I mean, and it's weird because we're, you know, we are energetic beings and we just put off this low vibrational energy when we're in that state. And like these people are pinned against each other. And I look in that room and I'm laughing. I'm actually having fun because I'm an agent of chaos, whatever you want to say. Like I can see, I mean, I'm going to laugh or I'm going to cry. These people are do or die. Hate one another. They can't even look past their you know differences to you know find a common ground. There's no common ground with these people, and you can feel that. And so when I see that, I'm like, man, they got us because these people, their whole identity is I'm a doctor. I mean, if the first four speakers were all doctors that live in Highland Park, then we got to do it. I see useful. Da, 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 da. And then I came on there and I was pro. I guess because I saw that I was pro mask. So I was guess that I believe the school board wants it too in Dallas, but our governor is against it. So I don't know. It's so fucking stupid. They think if wearing a mask 8 hours a day, you know, it helps a person.
No, it's your mouth is dirtier than your asshole. And they want you to strap that thing on your... That's why people call it a face diaper. You know what I mean? Your mouth is full of bacteria, and it has to be in order to keep your body safe from outside things. But you rebreathing that shit, it's causing all kinds of sinus infections. It's causing other upper respiratory infections. But here's the thing.
I think of
any of these school board meetings, when do you ever see a board of doctors who are saying we're pro-vaccine, pro-mask, and then another board of doctors who are saying we're anti-mask and pro-natural immunity? You never get to see those arguments pit against each other because everyone already knows who's going to come out on top, right? Yeah. The checks have already cleared for these pro-vaccine guys. So, of course, they're going to sit here and tell you, you know, they probably got 300-400 shares in Pfizer and Moderna and shit like that. So, of course, they're going to tell you, go get the shot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I believe... Like, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, okay, so very early on with the Rona, right, you had this group of doctors that came out kind of in favor of Trump talking about hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C... Z-Pack, exercise, getting sunlight, right? And then the media painted this one particular woman in like a negative light. I think she was like...
She was, the alien sperm, the alien sperm woman.
Called her a witch doctor.
Yeah.
I want to say this, though. Can anybody argue with the logic that she was presenting when she was like, yes, hydroxychloroquine is good and it is fighting COVID, but also don't fuck a demon. And I'm like, that's still fucking good...
she's not wrong, but because we're on YouTube, she's actually 100,000% wrong, and she should burn in a cauldron of hot oil and be cooked like an old piece of steak. Okay, but listen, you look at that, you look at the other options, they're never going to play that side of the story. So I don't know. It kind of makes you like really worried about the future, but I don't want to keep on. This is another thing, though. This is my point I was trying to make. I forgot it, but this is it. People love this shit. People love it. They don't ever want to end this. They want this pandemic to go forever because somebody that has no personality and somebody that's an introvert and stays in their house anyway and just looks at the computer anyway, which I do myself. I'm not saying I don't do that. But they love this self, like, isolating victimization tendencies because everybody wants to be a victim because it doesn't. It precludes you from doing anything else because once you're a victim, oh, I got COVID, oh, my life, my job, I get it. Once you're a victim, it's a way for straight white gay men, straight men. I mean, it's a way for everybody to become a victim that maybe weren't. And it's another way for 500-pound people to post that they're healthy now by getting the vaccine. It's like, they love the shit. I'm saying they
with
love it.
Donut.
That's what I'm saying. These people, I see people on Twitter like, I can't wait to get my booster. I can't wait to get my, I was sick for 2 weeks after my shot, but I can't wait to get my next booster. It's
insane.
Like, I'm like,
that's their whichever brand they picked, because this is a brand battle also, right? This is like two like fucking socialites bitching about which one's better, fucking Thomas Coors or Burberry, you know what I mean? It's, if you tell them you got a J&J shot, they're like, really? One shot? I got two shots of Pfizer. And I've seen this happen out in the wild, and you're like, What the fuck are you doing?
I filmed a clip and asking people what vaccine they got, and you know, like, I would see sassy gay guys be like, I wouldn't even, you know, you got to get Moderna, you got to get and then some other motherfucker be like, you know, you got to get J&J. So I mean, these people are having, they're having, as a humans, we're so stupid, we're so materialistic that now we're materializing the vaccine.
Dude, just wait until Supreme comes out with their vaccine.
Exactly. That's you nailed it. No, Boya, okay, they're trying to use all these influencers, all this stuff. That's the wrong. If they made the vaccine like hard to get or exclusive or like that, you're not going to get kids by saying, oh, anybody can have it, it's free. You got to get them and be like, oh, only certain. I don't know how you incentivize it, but you have to.
We're gonna release 300 pairs of Yeezys.
Exactly.
And those 300 pairs have the vaccine in them.
Or if you get your vaccine, you do get into a raffle where you're going to get a guaranteed Yeezy or guaranteed iPhone. You know, there's different levels to prizes. Yeah. That's how you get kids on some stupid bullshit like that, some Tide Pod scam. Oh, we're going to do the Tide Pod thing. Oh, we're doing the vaccine challenge. Oh, you go and you wear a goofy outfit and you get vaccinated. Oh, it's viral on TikTok. They would get every fucking kid. They'd be like, oh my God, I did the vaccine challenge. I did the vaccine challenge and I won.
Yeah, Alex, I think you just
doing great.
Yeah, I think you just saw the future. I think that's going to be next. These stupid fucking 15-year-old TikTokers running out doing dumb shit, like you said, wearing silly outfits and stuff. That's coming for sure.
I saw a video recently. Somebody had shared where maybe it was a TikToker. I'm not sure, but he or she, I don't fucking know. That this individual got to interview Anthony Fauci, and he asked him a question about, like, what are some side effects? And I couldn't tell if this guy or girl or whatever was 12 or, like, 35. I'm assuming this person does TikTok. But Fauci was, like, told him, he's like, you got to use your platform to, you know. This is how Fauci
good.
Talks.
No, you're talking
head.
Good.
You got to use your TikTok to, you know, fucking TikTok. Get people to take the fucking vaccine because, you know,
And
he's like, okay, great, I will.
Fucking
do it. And he does a dance.
Or what is that? I gotta find that. Okay, it's funny you say that, TikTok, because it's on my Twitter. I gotta share this. This guy making fun of, hold on, let me do gay White House. We gotta watch both these.
The
gay White House intern video. Hold on, video.
Oh no. I thought that was a bit. Males. I thought that was a bit, by the way.
That's not an SNL clip?
No, that's real. A real
that's
person.
Real. What is his name? How do I find it? Okay. Gay.
Your tax dollars paid for that.
I know, dude. And they overpaid him a lot. Gay influencer.
I'm sure.
With white nails. I can't think of his name. What?
I'm going to grab another beer as well.
Shit, get a beer. Okay, here it is. I think this is it. Okay.
Hi, my name is Cooper.
Okay, here it is. Let me share. Okay, let me share screen. Wow, hi, my name is Cooper, and, okay, share audio. Because a guy made a funny video making me laugh. Okay, let's watch this. This is paid for by the United States government.
God,
and yet we can't have socialized medicine, or we can't feed the families that are hungry here in America, but we can pay this guy.
We saw fucking rolling blackouts in California, but this guy.
We had him in Texas for the first time ever, dude.
Oh,
We can't keep the lights on, but we can keep this guy full of cock and balls.
Hi.
All right, let's go.
Hey, my name is Cooper, and this is a day in my life as a White House intern.
We did a joke. Hey, everyone, vote.
Usually, I start off with a big coffee. Sorry, they're like really strict in here.
Hey, Jenny, I booked you a nail appointment, love.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to do that.
It's called initiative.
Hi, White House, this is Cooper. I don't think so. Oh, doesn't matter.
This is actually the entrance to the West Wing. This is so fun. It's really prestigious.
Yeah, hey, look at POTUS.
Hey, POTUS. And that's fake. He's not even talking to the POTUS.
We've come a long way in our fight against this virus. We've vaccinated 160 million Americans. Are you getting this all down?
Don't worry, Queen. It's all right here.
Cooper.
Sorry, Miss Jen.
And Jen, don't forget to have fun.
Spirit figures, Mama.
We need to get shots in the arms of every single American.
I'm heading to a haircut.
Comment if you want me to make more of these.
I mean, look at that. That's serious. And now let me go to my Twitter. This one had me dying. This guy made a really funny parody of it. Where is it? I just had it. Okay, this is
bye
it.
Bye, Americans.
Okay, watch this. Now watch this. Okay. This is the Taliban. Bye. Now, this is a badass intern. This is the Taliban intern. And guys, think about this. I mean, this is real. I mean, I know this is satire. What this guy's doing is satire, but what he's satirizing is something that's 100% real. We just watched. Yeah. So let's watch this. I mean...
Bye-bye, Americans.
This is the day in the life of a Taliban intern. We started off the day taking inventory of the guns America left behind. Very tedious, but honest work. In our effort to stop Asian hate, we are exclusively selling our opium to China. Met these cuties. They threatened to throw me off a roof. To stop the spread of COVID, we ask all men to stone their least favorite wife. They keep saying they're gonna set me on fire. I don't get that. My boss just shoved the M16 in my mouth and said, I'll give you something to suck. Daddy energy. Like and comment for more.
I mean, this guy's so funny, but the sad thing is, dude, this isn't like some random thing he's, you know, making fun of. This is like, he's like literally making fun of the person that was hired. And I don't care about the guy's sexuality. I don't care that they hired some effeminate. Yeah. I don't want to come off like I'm not anti-gay. I know I'm teasing him a little bit because he's a flamboyant homosexual. Against that. But that's what they're using because that's what they got. That's what they think. That's how dumb they think we are.
Exactly. Exactly. We've said on the show before
to go to the White House.
Yeah, but you know.
Well, he's not at the White House.
Well, that is like a movie studio. I believe that too. But like Jen Psaki talks, she's all up in the video. She's literally the mouthpiece for Joe Biden. I mean, you could argue and say she's one of the most important Americans or when it comes to, you know, the voice of America. Yeah. So she was in that video. So he's talking to important, the second most important voice. So like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
She did that and then went on vacation for a week.
Yeah, she's on vacation right now. I don't blame her. I would stay on a permanent
vacation.
Fuck
yeah, dude. You know what I mean? Dip. This is your time, you know? Polish your resume. I'm sure there's a fucking better spot for you. Because when she comes back, she's going to get fucking flamethrowed. There's no way.
No, she's not. She's going to blame it on Trump and people are going to believe it. They're going, oh, yeah, Trump. Biden, it's all Trump. It's Trump.
Yeah. Biden did that today. He said this was part of Trump's exit strategy. I had a date that I needed to hit and I did it. And I'm like, dude, you said when you fucking took office that you were throwing all that shit out of the fucking window. All of those peace talks and everything that went in the Middle East, you threw it out the fucking window. And then you said last week, instead of saying, we're going to pull everybody out, it's going to be a shit show for a while, but this is what's best for the country. He said, no, the intelligence company or the intelligence community is lying. It's going to be a peaceful transfer. Everything's going to be fine. And they said, well, people are saying that that Kabul's going to fall like any time now. And he's like, nope, no way. You're not going to see helicopters over a United States embassy evacuating people. And fucking, we saw it. It almost looks
like
identical.
Like 20 minutes after he said
it. It looks identical to Vietnam, dude.
Yeah, I can pull that up. Better keep going, sorry.
It's fucking wild. And so he says all of this shit, and then this happens, and he goes, well, it's kind of Trump's fault because he started this shit, and then when I got it off, and I'm like, dude, then you have fucking, what's his fuck from NBC going, well, you know, he really owned it. He took responsibility. I'm like, no, he didn't. He blamed everybody else.
I mean, dude, this is the same template. This is like literally the same thing from Vietnam with the helicopter. But see, what pisses me off the most about this, to be honest, is that he said something in his speech that really just like irked me to death. Is he said, it wouldn't have mattered if we left after 5 years or if we stayed there another 15 years. It was like the will of the people that would have, you know, kept Afghanistan free or whatever. You know, I'm quoting him. I'm not exactly saying it right. So it just shows you we should have got out of that war 15 years ago, 5 years after. And he knew that, like, because he said it's going to be a shit show after. So they always knew it was going to be a clusterfuck as soon as they left. Yeah. So they were kicking the can down the road. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying it's technically Biden's fault. I mean, he's a fucking big part of it. But it's also all the neocons. It's also mm-hmm. Fox News are saying, oh, weapons of mass destruction. It's also Condoleezza Rice. It's George Bush. Yeah. Nobody's saying shit about George Bush. The guy's probably freaking drinking a pina colada right now, getting a blowjob from a 12-year-old. Lord knows what. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but he's probably drinking the blood of a child. I don't know. This is all speculation. And rumored innuendo. But nobody's even knocking on that guy's door. And now we got senile Biden. All the poo-poo lands on his plate. I mean, dude, they put Biden in to do this. Like, these people, the social engineers that knew it, they're like, okay, well, we'll get out of Afghanistan. That'll be a shit show. Oh, the vax fight will be a shit. Everything's going to be a shit show. Let's put the the senile white guy in, and we'll just have him. It's called a humiliation ritual. And that's why they're going to they're kind of like teasing it. It's like how they do bloodletting or whatever. They're just bleeding him out slowly. They're going to bleed him out slowly. But eventually the Hunter Biden shoe will drop. Eventually the Joe Biden shoe will drop. Kamala Harris will become president, and then shit will be even more fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these two, this chick, she couldn't even make it through the primaries. Now all of a sudden she's vice president. She's been completely absent, especially in the last month or so. Where is she? Nobody knows. She's probably in the same basement Joe Biden was during his run. The nuttiest part of all of this is there's still people out here going, thank God Joe's in office. We love him, you know. And I'm like, dude, all of this. So when they attacked the embassy in Iraq, Trump goes on Twitter and says, do that shit again and we will fucking glass your country. Then they turn fucking Soleimani into absolute cheddar cheese. Yeah. And that's how it went. And now we're seeing this shit happen. They have over 700 fucking Humvees, MRAPs, fucking Mark 6 automatic grenade launchers. They got drones. They have thousands and thousands of rifles and guns that were left there. If you ask me, the Taliban didn't take over. The Taliban was installed. We've been paying for the Taliban. We paid for their training. We paid for their weapons. And we paid for them to be put in place there.
Well, duh. Now, I'm saying the military wants to keep it all fucked up over there. That's why it's like Charlie Wilson's war, where we were giving them weapons to fight the Soviets. Like, we're giving them weapons to fight us. I'm saying we're taking it one step further.
Yeah, it's how ISIS was formed.
Yeah, I was saying, look at... So there was Taliban, right? Mm-hmm. Taliban, Trump comes into office, or prior to... Taliban disappears, then ISIS pops out of nowhere. The Taliban just rebranded. They're like, you know what we need to do? Different name.
Yeah.
They rebrand ISIS. New Trump gets into office. They squash that. No wars in the Middle East for 4 years. ISIS disappears, right? Because arguably, there's a infight in government between deep and white going on, so they're cutting off the CIA funding to these groups. The Taliban was created by the CIA. Fact.
Yeah. No, fact, sure. Al-Qaeda. I mean, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden was an asset that we paid his family. I mean,
yeah. So so then ISIS disappears. Well, they're getting their funding cut off. Joe Biden comes in, and then the Taliban resurface and then take Afghanistan back in 48 hours, 24 hours, right? And... If people, I mean, because on our show we talk about conspiracies, right? But if people don't know that there's no such thing as fucking coincidences anymore, I don't know what to tell you, because you can't sit there and tell me that you believe that the government in this country has over 400 people unlawfully detained because of the darkest day in human history, the January 6th incident, right?
Yeah, worst terror attack ever.
It took 10 years to find Osama bin Laden, somebody that worked for the CIA. And we found him in his fucking house. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Okay.
We flew his whole family out the day of the attack to protect him. That's all you need to know.
Coinky dink.
And you know the sad thing is, guys, we've done this whole podcast. We've been here almost 45 minutes. We haven't even talked about conspiracy. We've talked about everything in the collective consciousness that's basically in society. You know, we haven't even gotten deep in moon landing. We haven't gotten weird at all. Yeah. We've been talking about normal shit.
Big Country sent me this video today from the comedian Eddie Griffith, right? And Eddie Griffith has been on the
one of the best. We'll call
it.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, we'll call it the conspiracy spectrum, okay?
Yeah.
And he says, you know, you break down the two words. Conspiracy means it doesn't mean it's a lie. It means some people got together to do some shit, right? And theory just means it has not been proven yet. And so we already know the CIA created the term conspiracy theorists. So even if you're talking about moon landings, right, there's all of this fucking mountain of evidence, even from the astronauts talking about Well, we were never there. You see Buzz Aldrin how many fucking times talking to kids? Well, that's a good question why we never went back. The question you got to ask is, have we ever been there? You know, and then
For me, it's the suits, dude. They said that they had suits. They say in the moon sunlight, it's positive 200 degrees Fahrenheit. In the shade, it's negative 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah. So we had special suits that could change 400 degrees instantly. Yet there was multiple astronauts when they came back from doing their filming or whatever. They had injuries on their hands because the hand mechanism on the suits didn't even fit right. So if they can't even make the fucking gloves work, yet somehow they had a technology to make this suit go 400 degrees and it changed, protect you from a 400 degree change in an instant that they can't recreate today. So this is what pissed me off. All the people are like, we're gonna get there. We're gonna do the Star X or whatever the fuck as SpaceX. Yeah. We're gonna connect there. We don't even have which we can't. I don't believe that. I'm saying even if we got there, we don't even have a fucking space suit that can fucking work.
You see fucking the SpaceX space suits that they have. They don't even look like at least
slimmer, sleeker, sexier.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. At least the spacesuits that they developed, you know, when they were doing the moon landing, you could look at it from a sci-fi fan's perspective and be like, yeah, that looks like it'd keep you alive in a fucking vacuum, right? And then they come out and it's like some Ralph Lauren shit, and you're like, dude, that's definitely not.
And they said it was designed by a Hollywood designer that works on movie sets.
It was Charlie or whatever the fuck his name was that went to the White House. He designed
probably. Yeah.
But I mean, you even had Kubrick talking about how he got paid. Chaser, you know, there's that fucking documentary where they're talking about Kubrick's talking about how basically they asked Spielberg, they asked Lucas, they asked all these fucking sci-fi directors if they could film the moon landing, right? And then every movie after that is Kubrick basically telling you it was all a fucking lie. And then he dies and the secret goes to his grave, which I'm sure there's probably material of him explaining that it's all bullshit and we just haven't seen it yet, you know, but.
Or maybe not. Maybe he knew his life was threatened because I believe after Eyes Wide Shut, he just dies randomly. Oh, yeah. So there's something he probably knew. Dude, listen, I'll be honest with you guys. I want to say I have integrity as much as, but if some guy in a black suit said, I will kill your mom and dad, you know, from the government or somebody, if some agent from China or whatever and said, if you don't do this, I'd probably fucking do it. I mean, if I was actually scared for my life like him, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that could pressure you and change you. Sure. You know, fear can do anything.
Well, hey, let's pose this question a little bit because sister-in-law is dating an individual in the U.S. military. And I won't say names or anything like that. But he was informed that he has to the 25th of this month. Now, this is the entire military. It has until the 25th of this month to get the vaccine. And if you do not get the vaccine, you will be faced with dishonorable discharge.
Dishonorable discharge.
Imagine
medical.
I want to hear that you talk about the complexity. But are there going to be people that purposely want to be that hate the military and use that as a way to get out? That might be a good thing in a way. It might help some people get out of it.
I mean, possibly. I mean, I think there's an argument. Like I know in job applications, it's like, do you have a felony, a misdemeanor? Have you been discharged from the military honorably or dishonorably? I don't know if you have the option to describe why you were dishonorably discharged, but I don't think there's too many employers out there. Maybe there will be, maybe there won't be, but if you say, hey, I was dishonorably discharged because I wouldn't take the vaccine, they're not going to be like, not today, fuckface. But think about it from this perspective, because my brother was medically discharged from the Navy because he took the anthrax vaccine and it fucked up his heart. So you got to think of these people that are thinking, well, if I get dishonorably discharged, it could fuck up my entire future, right? Mm-hmm. With possibly getting jobs I don't get school paid for, if that was what they were doing it for, you know, that
shame,
type of thing.
Embarrassment.
But shame, embarrassed. And if you take the vaccine and it fucks you up, you're going to get discharged anyway because of your medical history. They're going to discharge you.
And they're going to treat you like shit. They're going to throw you in a VA and try to make you kill yourself. It's sad.
And then you're fucked. And then you're fucked.
So who do we have left to fucking protect this sweet-ass country of ours? A bunch of people like fucking Charlie from the White House. No, honestly, because they're destroying masculinity, right? They already tell you masculinity is toxic. But the true form of masculinity is a man that's willing to take care of the people that can't take care of themselves, right? That includes their children, that includes their wives, that includes the people around them, right? Masculinity back in the day was a guy who was going to strap the entire fucking house on his back, go to work for fucking 10 hours a day in a factory, come home, pay the bills. His wife's going to be at home with the kids, taking care of them, making sure they're not fucking deciding, making new fucking pronouns.
Drinking beer, eating steak. I mean, all the stuff.
You know what I mean? But now masculinity is toxic. Masculinity is holding a door open for an old lady, right? Masculinity is fucking pushing your chair in when you get up from a table, and they've twisted it, right? You like to drive a fucking muscle car, you're toxic masculinity. You want to smoke a cigar, you're toxic. It's the most twisted shit you see. If you're a straight, if you're a straight male, especially a straight white male, then you're the worst fucking thing to anybody in the country. And they'll label you as a terrorist. They'll label you.
Wait, Alex, do you... if I can ask you this question, do you have kids?
No, I need some.
No kids. Until you have kids. Sweet tax break. Wait till you have kids, dude. There's a whole genetic code, or I don't know how the fuck to describe it. Boy, you called it primal. Something intrinsically clicks that's in all of us, men and women, that when you have children, something clicks to be like, whatever needs to be done to sustain this life, it will be fucking done. So help me God. Whatever I got to do, if I got to work 10 hours, 12 hours, 13 hours, I don't sleep, I eat fucking grass, dirt, I'll drink, you know, a cup of sand every morning that means he can eat or she can eat, you know, whatever. Something triggers, and we're being taught, like as Boy is saying, that this is the wrong type of behavior. And, I mean, you know, my dad fucking gave me the gene of working construction, like working with your hands, being in a trade. I don't know how the fuck he still does it. Like he like goes to bed at like 2 a.m., wakes up at 4, works all day, comes home, works in the garage more, and then like I'm like,
yeah, my dad's in that job too. I don't know how my it's funny your dad's like that. My dad still works his ass off.
Yeah, my dad's out here digging trenches with fucking 20-year-old kids, you know? And I told him, I said, dude, this is going to take a toll on you. Like, he's still in pretty good shape for an old guy. But
that's manly.
I'm
saying, yeah, that's your dad. Yeah. That's manly. Nowadays, they want you to be like a transgender. If you look online, it says men can have a baby. I mean,
yeah, what the fuck? No. This is the craziest thing, dude. Imagine, Alex.
I've jerked off a lot, and I've never got pregnant.
Imagine you're a gynecologist, and a man walks into your office and says, I think I'm having my period. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, fucking sit back, throw your legs up on this bastard here. And you lift up the gown, and there's nothing but a fucking gonzo nose staring back at you. But as a doctor in this new woke society, you cannot be like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
No.
You know what I mean?
You'd lose your license. You could lose your license. You can tell on your... Yeah. You didn't... Yeah,
imagine you spread person. Your legs... Imagine you spread your legs and you lift the sheet up, and just that picture of that black guy sitting on the bed with his talking. It's just that image that comes out.
Well, guys, I'll be honest with you. If medical school didn't take that long, I was thinking about going because I wanted to cut off Caitlyn Jenner's cock. I wanted to cut off Bruce. You wanted to be the one? I wanted to be the one that cut his penis off, but I didn't realize medical school takes so long. But unfortunately,
I think mine shrivel up and fall off before you graduate.
Can you imagine that mental illness? And I'm sure there are some people that, you know, probably trapped in the wrong body, but you want to go get your dick cut off into a vagina. Dude. I mean, give me a break.
Chop it off and push it inside, and now you're a lady. Wow.
What was that episode we did about that cult?
Heaven's Gate.
Bo and Pete. Yeah, Heaven's Gate in San Diego, right? Yeah. Here's the ultimate, I think. This is when society really took a shift. Okay, so there's this cult that starts, right? Heaven's Gate. And the leader, was it Bo? There's Bo and P.
Yeah. He's so creepy, the guy, the skinny guy.
Yeah. With the bowl haircut.
Big-eyed, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's like, I forget the exact numbers, but there's like 30 dudes or whatever in this cult, right?
I think there was a couple of women, though.
It was a decent amount of people.
They had all the Nikes, the uniforms. They had a roll of quarters in their pocket.
Sponsored.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Who's going to pay the toll, man?
Exactly. You got to have a space toll. And somehow, okay, go ahead. I want to hear your okay. Go ahead,
This is, I feel like we caught a glimpse of the dichotomy of the society that we're seeing now. Only then we didn't know what was going on because of the Mandela effect, right? But so there's a group, all this group of men in this cult, they've scheduled the date to, you know, end it all, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, they know that's going to happen. They say, what we're also trying to do is to eliminate the urge, the carnal urge of humanity, of sexual immorality.
That was a big thing, sexual immorality? I don't remember that.
No, they did not want you. Yeah, they did. No sex. No P's and V's.
Wow. No beef and tacos.
I don't know that.
So speaking of tacos, they go to Mexico. Nice. Because doctors in Mexico will chop the schlong. Yes. So
what does this have to do? Some of them got transgender. Go ahead. I want to hear that. I didn't know this.
Some of them got transgender.
Why? Because they want to be women?
No.
Just cut the dick off. Now you can't get hard.
So yeah. Eunuch. No. Wait, what? Yeah. Dude, I know all that happens. Oh. Some of them had their cocks cut off so they wouldn't have sexual urges.
Tell them the worst part about it all.
Here's the worst part. Some of them said, no.
Yeah, they all go down
but
there.
But I'll take the drink.
Yeah, I'm down I'll for kill suicide, myself.
But I'm keeping my cock.
Just let me wake up with my dick, please.
Dude, I'm taking my dick. It's the only thing I got. I've had nightmares. If I lost my dick in a fire, dude, I'd probably kill myself. I wouldn't kill myself. But let's say there was a fire and a burning wooden thing fell on my genitals in bed. And only my cock burned off. I would probably still have to commit suicide.
Yeah, you're like, dude, just give me the Kool-Aid. Here's the worst part about that
transition and go full Caitlyn and then become like a famous bodybuilder Olympian. But go ahead, sorry. Actually, if my cock burned off, that could be a good thing. Go ahead.
Could be, yeah. So they say I forget the exact amount, but say seven of them went down there, right? And they're like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's cut our dicks off. And then they get there and like two of them go in, and then you just hear like, ah! And they're like, the other five are like, nah,
no.
We're good. Yeah, what? Some of them backed out, like, day of. And the other ones were like, dude, what the fuck? Like, we were supposed to do this together.
You know, the first guy was like, he's like, I'll do it. And everybody was encouraging him. The first guy that did it was the one, and then the guy that somebody went after was probably that guy's friend or something. But I'm saying that poor first guy, you know, they're like, dude, you got to do it. It's so smart. Oh, my God, you're so smart, dude. You got to be the first one to cut your dick off. He's like,
you did it, dude.
This is smart. I'm going to cut my dick off. I'm going to cut. This cult is awesome. I'm going to cut mine off in Mexico. This is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone else is like, meh.
What baffles me is the people that are like, nah. So when's the suicide again? It's Tuesday at 7. Okay, I got to clear my hair appointment for that week. But something I think we should address before we wrap up tonight, Ox, I don't know how long you want to go.
Yeah, we'll do like 10 more minutes. Does that sound good?
15
more minutes.
I don't know. Like Saturday, so Saturday I worked a half day, worked some overtime. Because my wife and I are in Carrollton right now. And so I'm coming home. I see Sam had posted the picture of the DHS thing. So the DHS is labeling basically anybody who's questioned COVID a terrorist. Or if you've questioned the integrity of the election, terrorist. Or if you question the official story of 9/11, that these religious holidays could be catalysts for future terrorist attacks. They mean false flags. I lost it, dude. I went on a good one, because at this moment in time, what's happening is they're again changing the boogeyman, and so now the boogeyman are the unvaccinated or anybody who doesn't want to wear a mask or doesn't believe in COVID or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're labeling people like us domestic terrorists, and then 24 hours later, the Taliban wreaks havoc in Afghanistan, literally shitting on the graves of men and women that fought and died there, that lost friends, loved ones, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, legs, limbs, people that came home, couldn't handle
wife
it,
got banged suicide. Out by 20 guys while they're overseas. Their wife cheated on her mother. Think about
and wrecked his Camaro.
That's what I'm saying. The guy wrecked his Camaro. That's the little stuff they don't talk about. Is your wife getting banged and your Camaro getting wrecked? I mean, that's worse enough.
But somehow, the current administration, back to that a little bit, it is painting the Taliban in the picture of like, I'm like, well, hold on. You just said 24 hours ago, because I don't want to wear a mask or get a fucking experimental jab, I'm a domestic terrorist, but those motherfuckers over there literally dragging people out of their homes, shooting them, raping women, you're good with that shit. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and people are like, yeah, what's going on in Afghanistan with the Taliban? I'm like, okay. Is what's happening in Afghanistan, first of all, by design, Boyle, like you had mentioned, mm-hmm. right? By design. Also, it's covering for what the DHS just came out with.
Oh, like, yeah.
That's my belief.
Yeah, well, it's covering for a lot of shit because we have the CDC releasing articles on their website about how to handle camps, right? Camps for the unvaccinated. You have them trying to lower the age, right? You have states left and right trying to mandate this shit. San Diego County, Nathan Fletcher this morning, he announced that he wants to have the county of San Diego have every single county employee show proof of vaccination.
And they should. They should show two proofs. Go ahead. I just want to say the CDC says they need to be vaccinated, double, triple vaccinated. We love the CDC recommendations. We love the WHO. And we love the Fauci Ouchie. But go ahead. Sorry.
and they want to. If you haven't been, they want you to get tested sometimes weekly, depending. He wants every single business in the county to make their patrons show proof of vaccination. And he wants every single employer in the county to have them show proof of vaccination and or get tested weekly. I got a email from my doctor, Kaiser Permanente. They sent out this letter saying, if you need to visit the hospital, you have to show proof of full vaccination, not one shot, unless it's J&J. You need to have two shots, and it has to be at least 2 weeks after before you can make an appointment with your doctor. If you refuse to get the vaccine, then you need to be tested, and you have to have a negative test within 72 hours. My response to that was, I have three small children. If I need to take those kids for any emergency, anything like that, how am I supposed to get into the hospital with them in order to make sure that they're being taken care of properly? I sent them an email. I sent my doctor an email, and the only response I got was, your test can be provided by saliva swab. That was it. I asked them if the vaccinated still needed to be tested, since they're contracting and spreading it also, according to the CDC and the WHO. And I asked them if masks are working, then why do I need to be tested and vaccinated? And they refuse to answer any of those questions.
Well, no shit, because you're not in the health industry, because you're not, you don't need to know, and science is smarter than you, and science is always right, Shaboya. But this
goddamn
is the,
right.
This is my last share. I want to share this, because we were talking about Afghanistan. I know we're talking about the vax and all the medical stuff. I want to say we love the CDC. Thank you guys for being such a good company. But this is what's so fucked up in Afghanistan. And this is a Dr. Drew tweet. He's, a shill, but regardless. But this is a tweet of somebody else, Rob Henderson. Rampant sexual abuse of children has long been a problem in Afghanistan, particularly among armed commanders. The practice is called baka batsi, literally boy play, and the American soldiers mm-hmm. and Marines that have been instructed not to intervene. This is the New York Times. This is like,
yeah, I just read this article today.
Yes. So what I'm saying is, we live with the sick. This is what they think in the society, that the war on terror is worth it for you to be able to literally, it's okay to for people to actually, it's okay for military commanders of a military you're trying to train to rape children. Yep. And they can look past that. So if the government can do that, guys, we are dealing with evil people that do not care about our best interest. That if you can look at a child be molested by another person and you don't grab your gun and blow that guy's brains out or whatever the fuck, I don't know what the hell you do, but I'm just saying, you don't react to that, and you can be desensitized that much. Mm-hmm. We are in massive MK Ultra, whatever you want to call it, brainwashing, state of hypnosis, because nobody inherently wants to fight a war. Nobody wants to get a gun. I mean, there are some crazy people that probably do want to fight. There's a few, but in general, mostly people don't want to fight each other. We want to get along. So what you have to do is you have to brainwash these soldiers, and you have to brainwash them so much so that you send them to Afghanistan and you tell them that they're fighting a war on terror, and that it's okay for Muslims to rape other little Muslim boys because they're fighting on our side. So this is a sick, sad, disgusting world that's ran not just by Satan pedophiles, but by people that are just so evil they don't even have any ounce of good in them, like none. I believe Anthony Fauci's kind of like that. I mean, like, they've lost any essence of ever trying to have that redeeming quality, and they're just literal, like, just kill or be killed. They're dogs, yeah. Hungry dogs.
Completely out of touch with humanity. There's zero empathy. And remember, your buddy Rich was telling us about it. They call them chai boys, right?
Yeah, chai boy. I was just going to bring that up. Yeah, they call them chai boys.
And it fucking blew my mind. I thought he was fucking with me. I thought he was making this up when I first heard about that. And basically anybody, he said, essentially anybody that had an issue with it, they would move to a different detail because they knew that the reaction was going to be so strong that it was going to fuck things up. Right. That's an international incident. And it was more of a PR move.
Well, let me say this real quick. Do you guys remember the movie, The Butterfly Effect, with the Ashton Kutcher? There was that rape scene in there with it. And that scene as a kid fucked me up. I remember seeing that. They didn't even show anything. I could never forget that scene. Imagine what I'm saying is what you're talking about. Imagine they have no shit. You had to be in a different brigade or whatever. Because you imagine if you see that in real life, how much that would fuck you up. You see, yeah, exactly. No joke.
When I first saw, it's funny you brought that up because I remember my brother was in the Navy. He was stationed in Fort Worth, and I was 15. I was visiting him for the summer, and they were watching that movie one night. I started watching it, and that scene came up. And I'm 15. I'm, like, not a kid, but I'm still a teenager, right? And I, like,
you're still a kid. I was sheltered from it.
So I see this, and I was like, hey, man, can I go, like, I don't know, play video games over there? And he's like, yeah, it's cool, dude. I didn't watch that movie. Until I was like 23, 24, I didn't watch that movie.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, nah, I'm going to go play Mario. I'll be out. Yeah. I'm out.
Dude, after I saw that scene, I remember turning it off, and then I think I watched it like a couple months later because I was actually interested. But I remember seeing that scene, the incest rape scene in the movie, and it's just implied. Like, you don't even see it. And, dude, I had to turn it off, too. I was like, it was too much. It was too much to handle. Yeah. So to see that in real life is probably like, I don't know. I don't even want to imagine what that's like.
Yeah, the second most traumatizing thing Ashton Kutcher ever did was make that video of him crying about Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, oh my God.
I didn't get through that either.
And see, that's really the saddest part of society is like, you know, we were Black Lives Matter, now it's Asian. It's like these people don't realize, and Black Lives Matter, I think blacklivesmatter.org, the organization's on business, Patrice Culler's the leader of it, you know, has four pairs of property, bought a $1.7 million house in California area. It was 97.6% white. So like the whole Black Lives Matter movement was CIA, you know, propaganda. Oh. You know, it's just sad that people can't even see this. So when these celebrities, anything a celebrity, Ashton Kutcher's crying about, it's all bullshit.
Yeah. Propaganda at its finest. Yeah. Thanks to the repealation of the Smith-Mundt Act, here we are. So.
Propaganda is legal. Well, guys, what a great show. What can we end it, guys? Tell it before we go. Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies. The link is in the description, guys. We said some stuff, so I just want to say the CDC is always correct. Everybody get your mandatory, get your vaccine, wear your mask. Follow your rules.
The vaccine
social distance, contact trace, get constant testing, test your butthole, test your nose.
Snitch on your neighbors.
Tell on your neighbor. If your neighbor's coughing, tell the cops. Call 911 and say, I hear somebody sniffling and they need to get tested.
I'll go test my kid sneezes and I'm driving him to a concentration camp as soon as
I would have put him up for adoption. My kid sneezed. My cat sneezed. Well, I love my cats more than my kids, but I don't want to get into my cats. I have toxoplasmosis, so I'm turning into a cat. I have a parasite that dealing there with cat fecal matter. You actually start to become a cat, and I'll be honest, sometimes I'm licking my cat's fur. I don't know why I'm doing that. I don't do that. I just made that up. I don't actually do that. okay, but guys, what a great show. I want everybody, when are you guys going to post this on your chat, on your channel, so I can share it? Are you guys going to post it tonight? You guys tell me. We're going to post it. We're live 162 people. We had even more than that. I started the Rockfin stream a little late, so I'm sure with like Facebook and everything, we had about, I'm sure, 200 people watching at some point. So, guys, that means they enjoyed the show. They liked you. We need to do another stream once again. In Big Country, you're right in Weatherford, you said? Where did you say you were? Farmers Branch?
I'm in Carrollton right now.
Carrollton! Well, dude, we got to freaking meet up, link up again. I know we met at the Tinfoil Hat. Sam's deal, and that's awesome. Oh, and Chaser Seniors, three donations. I want to say Truth in Movies, Lies in the News. That's a fact, Chase. And Chase said $10.50, Discernment, QOC, lots of theater out there. It really is. And Beat the Delta Back, 99. You got this. So, yes, thank you, Chase Senior. I got this. I think I just have HIV. I'll be fine. I'm like Magic Johnson.
Don't go to the hospital.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be fine. I'm just going to throw money at the problem, just like my man.
My wife and I are HPV positive. We've had zero issues.
Oh, hell yeah.
You should get treated. Get treated. I'm like, no. So like, no. Die? No thanks.
No, no, I don't.
Freddie Mercury got treated and now he's dead. So.
Exactly. Freddie Mercury was a healthy like a bat probably. You know, the way he went out so fast, it kind of makes me wonder because I wasn't a huge Queen fan, but now kind of going back, Queen is awesome. Their music's fucking.
Queen's dope.
I hate to say it. When the new music comes out now, there's no guys that are half as talented as, you know, a lot of the old artists. But that's a lot of Tavistock shit too. I believe they know the frequencies of music, you know, that we're supposed to hear. Mm-hmm, so they they know the beat synchronicity or whatever of a hit song. Like they kind of know what a brain would be like, oh, this is, it's like Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. Somebody wrote that song knowing it would be the number one song, number one country song, number one rap song. Songs don't usually do that. And then Lil Nas becomes like this first openly gay black guy, and he's making all these videos where he's sucking off Satan. If you don't think that was all done on purpose, you might not be a conspiracy theorist, and you should change the channel. And we love you guys, and we really love y'all for watching. We love y'all all. Make sure to check out freaking Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies. I love y'all. I should be feeling better tomorrow. Peace and good.